Welcome, Winning at Life. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. You're listening to live Financial Talk Radio. That's right. That means you can participate in the show. Call about that mutual fund question, that 401k, Social Security, or anything else money related. 504-260-0995.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk a little bit about our event coming up tomorrow, Gregory Ricks Live. It's a women-only event, and it's a wine pairing with some financial wisdom, great food from Ruth's Chris. But since that's our next live event, we'll give you a full coverage of that. We'll tell you what happened in the financial world today. I've got a clip from Warren Buffett and his right-hand man, Charlie Munger, talking about some of the big financial topics. Kind of give you a bead on where some of the legendary investors are at. But let's start with your assignment over the weekend, Gregory. It's so tough when you're out on assignment, you know. It's working hard. Where were you again? Just working so hard, hard work.
This past weekend? Yeah, the work I had to do. Yeah, you kind of are listening to us on iHeartRadio, so I had to go to the iHeart Country Fest.
Yeah, it's a good man. You're just a giver. You do so much for this show. It's just for us.
And do my best to help iHeart out as well.
So
we talk about them. We promote them. We promote their festival.
That was nice of them to put us on their app.
Yeah. I didn't have floor seats.
Last year you said that was the best festival you'd ever been to. Is it still?
I have nothing to complain about on this one. Now, I did a ranking. I said Dirk's kind of crushed it, but I go by distinct amount of crowd participation increase. You know, people are singing along. You just, there's more there. And what I felt was this the whole evening that, you know, I'd look around and there's always, how do I describe it? Some teenage girls in the audience that you'll, at some point, you'll get their attention because they're like standing up, dancing to every song, and singing every lyric on every song. So that kind of gives you some monitoring of, these obviously are the ones audiences like, because when you see people there participating and some at that level, hey, I know some of the lyrics here and there, and I'm familiar with the songs. It's like my playlist. But when you see that, it's kind of entertaining to watch as well. So it's part of the experience there. But this was happening for every performer. It's like most everybody was singing along, having a great time. And I didn't see that distinct difference. Luke Bryan was awesome. Keith Urban. I got to pull up the list because I don't know all these people by name, but I listened to their music. Dan and Shay was awesome. Who was the female singer?
Was that Casey Musgraves?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but
Maren Morris.
Maren Morris. Yeah, okay. She was awesome as well. I'm gonna have to pull up the list. I hate leaving anybody out on this great.
Yeah, I'll look it up real quick.
Well, I need to look it up because I need to see it. You'll be seeing it over there. How are you tossing it my way?
Well, I was just gonna read it. Okay, so which one was better, this year or last year? Can you do that if they only compete against each other?
I don't know. You're making it really difficult.
Yeah, it's like picking your favorite
because
kid.
It is also kind of, it was my first one last year, and I was just blown away at really how good it was.
Scotty McCreery was there?
Okay, here's my list.
Sugarland? And Billy Currington.
Yeah. Billy, he's been around for a while, and it turns out that he has a lot of hits, but he's been around a while. I was like, wow. That was Billy Currington? That's a great song. Brett Young and I really was looking forward to see him, and he delivered as I thought he would. One of my favorites, because I've never heard them play live before, was Sugarland. And she is the band.
She can sing. Jennifer Nettles can sing.
And, yeah, I'd say she was my favorite because I so was looking forward to that, but I don't say she knocked it out the park because you realize what they're doing. They're all showing up delivering their best.
What, they got 20 minutes?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, Bobby Bones showed up. And who did he join in? Oh, in Sugarland, in one of their songs there. So it was the Stuck Like Glue. There's some rapping portion in there, and Bobby Bones showed up and was doing that portion and then disappeared off the stage. So
what a lucky guy. Okay, so let's move on from country music. Since this is a financial business show, let's talk about the financial business aspect of your trip. Hey, Parker, what's a good place in Austin to get barbecue? What did I tell you?
Franklin's.
How was it?
It wasn't very good. I couldn't get any. I have no idea, except his reputation precedes him.
All right, so the guy listening has no idea what you're talking about. Tell him what Franklin Barbecue is like, because this is its own experience.
Well, he started out as one of the contestants on the Food Channel or something to that effect, where they have the barbecue contests. Of course, he wins it. And as eventually as time moves on, he becomes one of the judges. So he has a reputation that precedes himself of cooking up some awesome barbecue. If you can judge it, then you know what's going on there. Now, as I'm told by many people, and even when you pull up barbecue in Austin, it goes to him. He's on the list among others. So you recommended it, so we're checking into it. Then we called to see when is it open or whatever. And then it's open for lunch. Then we're told.
Lunch only, right?
Lunch only, which kind of means when you read that, that means they sell out. And they said, well, here's really what happens. And there's some good barbecue. But here's what happens. People start showing up at 6 a.m. with their lawn chairs and ice chests and form a line. And at some point, the place opens and they sell everything they got that they've cooked. And there's really not much dining going on there. People go buy the barbecue they want and they leave. So he sells everything he cooks. Well, I hate that, because I guess until he falls out of favor or makes more for just me, I'm probably not getting any, because I'm not waiting in line all morning, let alone arrive there. Imagine going someplace for their lunch, mm-hmm. but you've got to show up very early in the morning to have a shot at getting some. How disappointed would you be when you're there for the brisket and five people before you, that person gets what's left?
And you've been in line for 4 hours?
Yeah, kind of, yikes.
Here's the deal. So you say people line up at 6:30. It opens at 11, and it closes as soon as they sell out, and that's somewhere between 2 or 3 p.m. every day.
He's selling out earlier than that.
Well, that's what it just says on the website here.
Yeah.
11 well, does sold out.
I was kind of told different.
It doesn't make it to 2 or 3 p.m. anymore?
Austin. No.
Yeah. Well, see, my uncle lives there, and I've never got to go to Franklin Barbecue.
You either?
No.
But you recommended I go there.
Hey, if you can figure out a way, because what they do is, it's kind of like Galatoire's in New Orleans, you know, because on Fridays they'll go line up at 9:30 in the morning or 8 o'clock in the morning sometimes for on Fridays for a lunch table at Galatoire's. It's similar to that. But if you're a lawyer, you go send the new intern, the guy you just picked up that's working for, you know, the college kid. You just go send him to hold your place in line. That's what they do at Franklin Barbecue. You know, you send the junior partner from the law firm out there. Yeah, you got to, you know, get your bones out here. Or you would send your secretary or, the kid from the mailroom. That's what they do. They have these Smurfs, basically, that go stand in line for you if you're a big enough wig. But I have never eaten it, Gregory. And I'm from Texas, and I have family in Texas, and I go to Austin once a year.
We ended up eating at Cooper's on Congress.
Yeah.
There's several others in the place. There was another one. We were at two blocks away on some corner, and I think it's Lambert's. I looked up. Well, there's a barbecue place right there. We walked in. It looked too nice. It was a fancy place.
No, that's not what you want.
No, we went to this kind of old wood, repurposed wood, where the meats are. They're all in this giant cooker or warmer. And so, well, how does this work? He says, tell me how much brisket you want or any of the other meats. So we mean how much? Well, by weight. And then he says, you go over there and get your sides. I said, well, you got pork and beans? Yeah, they're over there, but they're free. Okay, so how much meat do you want? I said, just cut me some.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know.
A pound? Question mark?
Just cut me some meat, and I'll be good.
See, now that's funny is when you talk about going to, what was it, Lambert's around the corner, and it looked too nice. And so he's like, oh, we're not going to eat here. Conversely, you go over to the Shed in Ocean Springs, and it looks like the backyard in Sanford and Sons. You're like, I'll try it. You ate there. That was fine if you're eating with the dirt floor with gravel under your picnic table.
No, they did say something else. It'll just be a short wait.
Oh, yeah, that helps.
So fancy and short wait. I was interested in checking out the other place anyhow because I'd already seen pictures of the inside. And it did not. The brisket did not disappoint.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll move on to some financial situations. If you're not quite sure what to do in your financial world, call Gregory, Hall of Fame Financial Advisor, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Hi, this is Dennis Asaf of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society announcing the final production of our 40th season. Alice in Wonderland, the ballet, plays May 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. And for you teachers, don't forget the Arts Adventure Series production of Alice in Wonderland playing Thursday morning, May the 17th at 9:45 a.m. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
Nobody does potatoes like we do. Spectacular Tubers, a meal and a baked potato and more. Enjoy our fresh ingredients, homemade sauces, and real cheeses. You'll love our ginormous crawfish tuber covered with etouffee sauce. Franchise opportunities available. Spectacular Tubers, a meal and a baked potato and more. Visit us at spectaculartubers.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
And we had this case actually in the office, and he's been buying company stock, and we had a discussion about should he sell some of that. And we look back to where he was started buying the stock, which is valued around $93 a share right now. He started acquiring it in the high 30s, low 40s. So what I pointed out is you don't necessarily want to sell all of that stock because you have an NUA opportunity, meaning he could go back and buy some, pay the taxes on some of that stock he acquired and convert it to after-tax dollars in that case and move it outside of his qualified plan when he leaves his job.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
Always gonna fly away just because you know you can. Never gonna learn, there's no such place as a Neverland. You don't understand.
You found us. Winning at Life, the daily wrap. I'm happy to be here. How about you? We do this every evening, 7 o'clock, 1 hour of financial talk, and it's live, 504-260-0995. How about Gregory Ricks and Winning at Life on the go? Download the Winning at Life app and connect to the podcasts there as well. You can text the show, email, call us from your touchscreen. A lot of other great resources there. So I'm looking for you to download it. I'll be checking. 504-260-0995. Here's another experience. And I'm typically at a conference monthly. And what I've noticed, let's see, so it would be December, it's in Kansas. January, I was in Kansas and Florida. Let's see, February, I was in Dallas. March, where'd I go in March?
Colorado.
I was in Colorado in March. This month, I've already been in Milwaukee and Austin. This month, so did I skip a month or was that April?
No, that's that gets it covered.
Okay. I think I've covered all the months, but someplace every month. You know what's been really consistent? Flight delays. Now I'm kind of fully expecting when I fly, plane's going to be late leaving, late getting there, might miss the connection. So when I came back from Milwaukee this week, one of the things I had done, and it was brilliant, is made sure I had extra layover time. Because at the time we were flying out, I was probably going to expect to eat dinner in Atlanta on the exchange. But we were an hour and 10 minutes getting out of Milwaukee, so because the plane didn't arrive in Milwaukee as expected. So had time to eat some fine Italian food in the Milwaukee airport. And want to guess what the name of the restaurant was?
No.
You don't want to guess?
Yeah, I'll guess.
One guess.
It was Chili's.
No, it was Nona. Nona. That sounds like a New Orleans restaurant.
There is one. It's on Esplanade. No,
well, this one was spelled N-O-N-N-A. Apostrophe S. Nona's.
Is that the same as the
one? I don't think it's same. This one
probably
was
not
an Italian restaurant. So had some Italian food and made my flight, of course, since it was delayed. So there was time to eat. So then we, and actually, as it turns out, which was cool, we just walked right across the concourse to the next gate. Because usually in Atlanta, you've got to go from B to D, hustling.
Get on a train.
And you don't have enough time in between, yeah.
Did you get to ride the choo-choo train at the Atlanta airport?
Not coming back, because just right across the concourse was my gate. So it took me like 30 seconds to walk right across, maybe 15 seconds. It's right across. So we were there on time, had a few minute break, and then boarding started. So we get on that plane. Guess what?
delay.
There's a delay.
Really?
And the I'm on the plane, and there's like a 30-minute delay.
What are they telling you?
Well, I saw what the problem was there. They couldn't tell it's the weather. We're sitting on the plane.
Yeah.
And it's delayed at that point. It looked like there was a switch that wasn't working that enabled the intercom and the cockpit to communicate.
Oh, that's
the little phone that you see them picking up at the front,
right,
listening, hanging it back up or picking it up.
I was getting nervous.
Say, put all your items away.
I thought you were going to say there was a bunch of mechanics crawling all around the engine on the wing. I'd be like, hey, guys, can we get a new plane? Should we just switch it out? Just, I don't, you know, getting a little nervous about the whole thing.
But here, and the, you know what's the primary cause, they say, is weather. There's just bad weather everywhere, every time I fly, and it's affecting me. But that's really not the case. And I don't mind what it is, but I'm here to tell you, they are being thorough on these inspections. And if they're not sensing something is right, they pull the plane out to line up and put another one in its place. Just telling you. And I don't have a problem with the delays, because what we have is some serious stuff, meaning they're making sure this equipment is right, that we don't have some turbine fan blade breaking. And it's happened a couple of times, caused a death not long ago, but these airlines don't want some incident that's very ugly for the company in these days of all the information instantaneous everywhere. So last thing they need is scare off customers, huh?
I think you've actually made a flight delay more palatable. You know, if someone tells you that's the reason your flight's delayed, I'm a little less irate.
Oh, well, it's not weather.
No, y'all go ahead and take your time.
To figure out.
Check out the engine.
But I also had a friend that told me, flying on a plane, that he sat next to a pilot that was basically getting a lift to his next destination to fly a plane. And he said, that's what's going on. And he said, you can expect delays for the next year or two or even beyond, because they're going to be super thorough on inspections and they're inspecting everything. And you know what? I'm pretty good with that.
Yep. Take your time.
Like, okay.
No need to rush. Don't get in a hurry. No, every checkbox. Go through the list. Go through the list, guys.
Yeah. If, like, hey, I missed my connection. Okay. There is another flight.
All right. Let's talk about what's going on tomorrow. Gregory Ricks Live.
Yes. Finally, the women winning at life combined with Gregory Ricks Live. We're having an event tomorrow evening at Ruth's Chris. You have to RSVP. But it may be full up. You should still call and check. Ladies, you should attend. We'll have another one later this year. It is just going to be an awesome event with the tips we're going to give. And the information put down is going to be tremendous with what's going on with this market, about volatility, about risk, correlating to Social Security, your assets, when to turn that on, how to generate income, how to know if you're on the path, and if you're going to reach your financial destination. It's also if you're not going to make it, I would want to make sure of that as well. If, you know, are we not getting to where we need to be on the financial path? What's the course correction? Kind of tying it to like flying. You get that?
I see that.
So,
yeah.
So we want to make sure you're arriving where expected. And then, you know, I've been talking about multiple streams of income, and some of that money should be perhaps tax-free income. And something else we're discussing tomorrow evening. I know, guys, you're wanting to come, but we'll
do
have
another
something
one.
That you can attend here in the near future as well. And, oh, it's a wine pairing with food at Ruth's Chris. Well, talking about some fun, you're going to learn, give you some ideas about wine tasting and the wine experience. So we're going to help you out there some tomorrow night.
All right. So there's, I checked the wine list, and you have the wine that I liked from the last time on there. It's a Petite Sirah Can I say what vineyard it's from? Can I say what's on the label? It's sold out, so, you know, it's not like I'm giving anything away. We don't, I mean, we're booked up. Can I even say it?
Yes.
Okay, Maggio's. It's a Petite Syrah. However, while I enjoy myself some wine, my knowledge of it isn't quite as broad as I would like it to be. What's the difference between a Syrah and a Petite Syrah? Is it just that it has smaller grapes? Is that what it's based on? What makes it a Petite Syrah? You Googling it? I'll wait.
It's an entirely different grape is the difference. Although sometimes it's confused because Syrah is pronounced the same as Syrah. Elsewhere in the world, this grape is called Duref. Petite Syrah wines are big and inky with tons of dark fruit flavor. So you should be able to taste the difference in it.
Inky.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a great description there. All right. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm going to try and sneak me a little bit of that one tomorrow. Okay. So it's already fooled up. If someone wants to get in, can they?
Fooled up.
Fooled up. Yep. We're not going to get tumped over. Fixing to have a good time.
To the top of the glass.
Yeah. So if someone wants to call and get in, they're just going to be on the waiting list till the next one? Unless we have some cancellations today?
Actually, you really want to be on the list because then the next one, if you've like forgotten about, we'll call you and remind you, hey, there's a event. You wanted on the wait list. You in? Because we've got somebody else that wants the seat.
All right, looking forward to it. Total Wealth Authority will be there. Are all of them going to be there?
I can't say.
Okay. So you'll get to meet some of those guys. I know Wes Blanchard will be there. He's the estate planning attorney talking about getting your succession and your estate planning in order. Hey, quick stat here. Social Security beneficiaries, Gregory, for the first time topped 62 million. There are 62 million citizens in America. Well, I guess they're non-citizens. People in America now drawing on Social Security. That now outnumbers the population of Italy. Is it still going to be here? The people are worried about Social Security is going away. I just saw there was all these beneficiaries.
Who canceled it? When's it going away?
Well, I mean...
They're saying it's going to run short of money, but you know they're going to fix that. There's plenty of time to raise the payroll tax on that.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks.
If you've been listening to Winning It Life for a while now, you probably already know that estate planning is more than just a will. You may need a trust. You definitely need both of your powers of attorney. So what's your plan? Hi, I'm Wes Blanchard, an estate planning attorney of offices in Metairie. Listen, don't leave your loved ones in a bind. Call me, and we'll make you a plan or update your existing plan. Find me at wjblanchardlaw.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're interested in getting a stress test, how will your portfolio respond to, say, the dollar crashing or a China slowdown? How would your portfolio respond to that?
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
If you like money, you will love the Winning at Life app. If you want to call the show or text Winning at Life right now, get the app. If you need to contact Gregory's office or any of the Total Wealth Authority, it's on the app. If you would like to stream the show live or on podcast, that's on the app too. It's free. Just a one-time login is all it takes to join the Winning at Life Nation. The Winning at Life app, your wallet's favorite app.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's lumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new off the sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox. Play the saddest tread right above the tupac. Before you get lost down some road.
Yep. It's going to happen. We're not going to be preempted till next basketball season.
What time's the game tomorrow?
Well, it's on the West Coast, so it's not going to be between 7 and 8 o'clock.
All right.
And I expect that to be the end of the series. Not hating on anybody, but if you're not sure, some of those that have just tuned in, yeah, we've been preempted by the Pelicans. And I don't think we're being preempted again until next basketball season, so... I know you're all pumped and excited. Yes, have your get your pad and paper out or get your record button. We are live. No preemption for months. I don't know when basketball starts again.
October.
Keep up with it. I really didn't even want to know the answer, but you went and told me like, God, October. But yes, live every night. The rundown of what's going on, all the stock scores, who does well, who got injured, who missed earnings, who's got a cut. Yeah, okay. Make it a little sports related there.
Who's getting swept on earnings day? Hey, listen, if at the beginning of the season you told me the Pelicans would have lost out in the second round of the playoffs, I would have been hard-pressed to believe you, and I would have said, well, I would call that a successful season. So,
hey,
good job, Pels.
They showed up great in that first round. Created a lot of exuberance. You know, so I'm just saying, Hey, they did get Golden State in one game, made it look really good, but hey, Golden State took the night off.
It just now you got to win three in a row, and that's going to be pretty
well,
tough,
you got to go back to their home court where they can just wrap it up.
Okay, so I told you right before the break, we crossed 62 million recipients from Social Security out of the United States Social Security system. All right, that's actually... 45.8 million retired workers and their dependents, 6 million survivors of deceased workers, and 10.3 million disabled workers. And
this is crossing this number for the first time.
Yes, this is a new record. We're about to cross a pretty scary, not number, but ratio. Because here's what it comes down to. In March... there were 127.4 million full-time workers in the United States. So 127.4 million full-time workers, 60 million Social Security recipients. That means for every person receiving Social Security benefits, there's 2.05 full-time workers. The math is just getting tough on this. However... I can understand why you would think it's dire, but Gregory just pointed out before the break as well, there's a couple of easy fixes. So you shouldn't plan your life around Social Security's going away. You should plan your life around taxes are probably going to be higher in the future. I think that's the far more likely scenario.
Oh, that is the fix. It's easy. Raise the taxes on both sides of Social Security, the employer side and employee side, and you fix it for a long time. But this, when you looked at, I just looked at the graph, and the escalation is just kind of like, it just keeps going. So does this ever level out or turn down? I've not looked at that, but, you know, based on the past, I'm not too optimistic. So we have over 62. So it's 62,200,000, we'll call it. Do you know how many people live in Italy?
It's under 60.
It's 62,137,000. So there's more Social Security. I'm sorry. Yeah, 62 million.
Okay.
Clarity there. In Italy, there's 62,137,000 people living there. And we have over 62,200,000 Social Security recipients. Now, United Kingdom, they have over 64 million people. So France, they have over 67 million people. So we've got a ways to go to catch up with them.
We'll do it in a couple years at this rate. Boomers are retiring.
We will catch them.
And then Germany's, what, 80 million people? We're looking at you next, Germany. We can subsidize.
Coming to get you.
But how does this math continue when you only have two full-time workers per recipient? It only works under one regime. Either you reduce benefits, which may sort of happen, but it's not really politically palatable, or you're going to raise taxes. So that means, you know, last year your taxes were more expensive than the year before that. Going forward, you know, your taxes are going to go up too. We're in a unique little valley here where I like the way your wife said it. She said taxes are on sale right now. Especially if you're in the high income brackets, this is a brief respite. This,
in every aspect, taxes are on sale, from your payroll taxes to the wealthy to
the corporate,
the middle class, corporate, everything is on sale, and we have a problem. There's going to be more. So how else do you fix it? Because now you're talking about, what, two workers for every one beneficiary?
Mm-hmm.
So is this going to be capped? Is there going to be an earnings test to reduce benefits? They have some problems in that, because this isn't an entitlement. This is social, and you've heard how I talked about your insurance amount. This is Social Security insurance. It's a benefit that you've paid a premium into your working life that is guaranteed to you. So unwinding that, I don't think it's just simple. Oh, okay, the James Parkers of the world, we're opting you out. You have too much money.
And that only matters if.
But here goes to the other side. Now let's shift to the other side, because we're just focusing on Social Security and everybody's shocked and dismayed. But you've had this talk about a working wage for people not working, so then they can draw a working wage from the government. So are you in essence working? So how is this different? We can pay younger adults a working wage because they can't work,
but
they need to live.
Like a universal basic income, that thing?
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm kind of using a little bit different word, and we've heard it as universal income, like they can't work, but we need them to survive and raise their family and function. The other way doesn't work. Okay, so you're going to cut the senior citizens back, and it's okay to pay all these other people that are of working age. Well, what people are we talking about? Well, it's that 3-3.5% that seems to never find work when there's job shortages in a lot of places around this country now that they can't find workers. I'm hiring, but we don't have unemployed people applying for the positions. So just saying. So how are you cutting people out of Social Security benefits, but you're going to add that? So not that they're doing that. That's going to take a process of Congress and a long time and a president that will sign off on it, and we don't have one of those right now. So I'm just, when you, these theories are dropped out there, I'm just creating that, which side are you landing on? I say the workers that paid for the benefit should get the benefit. Now, the bottom side and enough workers to pay it, I don't know, but if they had actually put it away in a fund, I think there'd probably be enough money at a few percent. Say, don't go with the normal interest rate historically of 4%. Call it 2.5. If we'd have taken all those excess funds over the years and just let them build up. But you know, government doesn't work that way.
No.
They've got to do a study on the catfish farms in Alabama. I don't know. They find something to spend the money on.
So if you know taxes are going to go up in the future, how does that affect how you do things, making investments here? Because, you know, the complaint, like when Bob Brett called in, he was pretty ticked about how his tax situation was a pretty big beatdown he wasn't expecting in retirement.
Yeah, and you were at my team meeting this morning, and so, you know, I kind of talked about part of what we're trying to help people do is to understand multiple streams of income, create tax efficiency, and some of that you might should plan to be tax-free income if that can work for you. But you need to be thinking, how can I create that in my multiple streams to where I'm not taxed on everything? So some portion of your income that is taxed in the system, yeah, the tax can go on it, but I still have these other streams that aren't taxed or taxed much. And so how do you beat that system that you know it's going up? Create tax-free income.
All right, if you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. You'll hear from Warren Buffett and his right-hand man what they think about Bitcoin next, and we'll do the numbers as well. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Get set and go to the run. On your mark, get set.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein.
I'm not going to be like every other lender out there. I want to separate myself. And how do we do that? We do that with service. And service starts with answering your phone. And in this day and age, so many people just take a number on a piece of paper, go, here's your credit score, and say, yes or no, we can't do that. And to be honest with you, that's just not fair. I think there's an opportunity to put everybody in a home, and that's what we need to be looking to do.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein, this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Mix here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Hi, this is Dennis Asaf of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society announcing the final production of our 40th season. Alice in Wonderland, the ballet, plays May 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. And for you teachers, don't forget the Arts Adventure Series production of Alice in Wonderland playing Thursday morning, May the 17th at 9:45 a.m. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
There's a lot of marketing going on out there, and their big catchphrase is set up your own self-directed IRA. You can do so many other things. And these firms, if you go and Google them, there is a lot of compliance. It is fraught with risk. And doing the filing that's required to keep your IRA in a tax-deferred status is complicated. You don't have a taxable event, so you got to really be careful
about the paperwork and blowing this up. And it even gets more complicated when you're trying to run an enterprise inside of your IRA, like a rental business or a vending machine business or whatever ideas they're throwing at you to put your money at risk.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
This is Winning at Life, live financial talk radio. Hey, when I was at Country Fest in Austin, iHeart's big gig over there, John Party, he was awesome. I did not, you know, when you see him on videos and stuff, you don't realize this guy's like 6'4". He's
a big fella?
Big fella. What about this other one? Let's see. What was
Billy Currington's a sizable fella.
Trying to see. What is this other guy here? I guess we'll have... Well, let's see. Do I have it here? Yeah. Here he is. Luke Combs.
Oh, I've never even seen him.
He could play guard for the Saints. He's big guy. Well, and can sing.
See, and that's the thing that kind of rubs me the wrong way about Keith Urban. I love his music and you know, his contribution to the art form. But I like my country singers to look like they could take a punch. And I don't know if he quite does that for me.
You know, we don't want to stir the pot. Don't nobody get beat up. No trouble.
Lola Mobile, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. What can we do for you, Lola? Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Oh, turn off that radio in the background.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I was listening to y'all on the radio.
That's all right. I love that show, too.
I know you do.
If I weren't working, I would listen.
Yeah, well, I hear you. I know several of my friends that listen, too. I've got two questions, and I think they're probably quick answers. The easiest one is if I want to find the information on what the deductions are going to be for next year, now that they've passed this tax thing and all, what is my best source in an understandable, easy way to see what these deductions are going to be?
Help me out. What are you looking for in deductions?
I just want to know what deductions we can take. I mean, you hear all different kinds of things, and I just want to be sure that I know just exactly what deductions I can take and what deductions are now no longer. And I know they changed it quite a bit, so I'm only concerned with the ones that are still in place and how that affect the taxes. Like, for example, over here, you know, we've got a state tax, and on the state tax thing, we can deduct the taxes that we pay on groceries and all other things, you know, at the department stores and all. I don't know if I can deduct it on federal.
Yeah, this does not have anything to do with state, as you understand. It's on the federal side. Here's, you know, when you're talking about itemizing, here's the thing where you'll do your form of what you want to itemize. But here's the thing, because then it's going to be compared to the standard deduction for individuals. It's $12,000. If this is a couple we're talking about, so it's $12,000 each. So the standard deduction is $24,000. My thinking is this is going to greatly reduce that itemized deductions form, because your standard deduction has basically doubled from what it was previously. It was standard deduction.
It was 12 and change for the single person, right?
Yeah.
Before that.
Well, it's about $6,300. Filing separately, couple filing separately, is $6,350 in 2017. So okay. It's up a great bit. It's $12,000 per person. So
yeah, now, if you're doing business, that's quite a deduction.
Yeah, and I don't know what to say because I'm not a CPA, so I'm not giving tax advice here, but I don't think on individual deductions that much was changed, but they have a IRS always has a publication for that and a form that you work mm-hmm. through. So with that said, that $12,000 for an individual, $24,000 for a couple, that's a pretty good jump up.
Well, but there's no shortcut, right? There's no like a little short sheet or fact book or website that you can go to where they have them all conveniently and shortly listed, because the code that backs it is so long. Is really, I would the best thing I would do for myself.
We're not having clarity right now.
Right.
Jude recently talked about on the business side that there are some things that still have to be clarified even on the business deductions.
So I would say find a CPA you trust and ask him, a human being to human being. You know, we're getting kind of used to Google and websites doing all these shortcuts and being the door to all this knowledge. But when you have to pick things from three different parts of the code to answer a simple question, I don't think there is going to be a shortcut to that one. That's what I would do, is just call Jude or call your guy.
Yeah, and we'll have a good idea of changes or any effects of that on the back end of this year. So they're still working on it. They're not going to let us file early. I know... Lola, you like to file like what, in October for next year?
Yeah.
Get it out the way? Yeah. Yeah. Right. Everybody, I'm just joking with Lola there, but yeah, there's kind of this hurry up and wait.
All right. Thank you for your call, Lola. I wish we could give you a more concise answer, but it's not a concise situation. It's government. So, hey, Gregory, so Charlie Munger is Warren Buffett's right-hand man, and they're having the Berkshire Hathaway shareholder meeting. And Liz Claman sat down and had both of them on her show. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did. You do it very well, her name.
Why'd you look at me like that? She had them both on their show today. Listen to Charlie Munger. I've never even heard this guy before.
Wasn't it Maria last year?
What? It's all day long. What are you talking about? Well, oh, you mean where he came and sat with her? Yes. Yeah actually, he did, didn't he? Okay, so apparently Warren Buffett and his buddy Charlie Munger, they are not fans of Bitcoin.
This weekend, Vice Chair Charlie Munger likened trading cryptocurrency to, quote, trading turds. Charlie, did you know there was supposed to be a Bitcoin?
Now, why do they make that sweet lady say that awful statement? That's
trading turds. Charlie, did you know there was supposed to be a Bitcoin conference this weekend in Omaha? Had they asked, you could have been the keynote speaker. Would you have said yes?
Well, they were probably crowded out by a group of people that wanted to have a conference on sewage.
Not a fan, this guy, huh?
When you called rat poison 5 years ago, right here in these chairs on Fox Business, you called it rat poison, but that was when it was about $150. Today it's $9,000. It had hit $19,000.
So it's more expensive rat poison. I think these idiot booms do harm to a country. They frequently come to bad ends, and they cause economic consequences that are bad for the whole damn country. And so I like it when my country steps hard on idiot booms instead of fanning the flames. And if there's ever anything that needed stepping down on hard, it's Bitcoin.
Before we do the numbers, you got anything to add to that, Gregory?
I kind of gave you a heads up quite a while back that Warren wasn't a fan. Well, I'm not either of it, regardless of what it's trading at, but it has narrowed its range recently. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan.
The numbers.
Welcome to the numbers segment on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. This is where we give you a snapshot of what happened in the financial world today while you were out having a good time being productive. And it's green. It was close. It was green all day, and then it was fighting at the very end to go south, but it bounced off of its close from yesterday and ended up in the positive, about 0.4% for the Dow. And S&P, the NASDAQ, was up almost 0.8%. Well, heck, if we're going to squeeze this in, we have to take it now. Kay in Mobile. You're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks, and we only have about a minute of the show, so please make it quick, Kay, and we'll see if we can help you.
Okay, here's the question. I am 73 years old. I'm a retired school teacher. I was married for over 10 years to a man, and now we're divorced. My question is, how much am I able to claim his Social Security benefits, or do I have to rely strictly on mine?
Did you pay into Social Security when you were working?
Yes, I'm currently drawing Social Security now, but I've heard conflicting reports about what I can draw on his.
We'll go down to Social Security and have proof of marriage and divorce and get the numbers from them, because you could get a raise, or you might should stay where you are. But over 10 years of marriage and a divorce, you have rights to be paid.
Right. But I'm just, someone told me I only qualify for 50% of his since he's not deceased. And another bit of information I heard was that he has to be deceased before I can draw the full 100%.
That is accurate. That is accurate.
There you go. Well, that was a pretty good little quick call and answer there.
Awesome. You're home. Thanks for the call, Kay.
Thank you, Kay. You're home away from the show, winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app. If you have the needs of a Hall of Fame financial advisor, though, I recommend this Gregory guy. GregoryRicks.com is his website. We'll be back to do this tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited. Find show contact information and podcasts in the Winning at Life app.